Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Holy frickin' crap, I mean, here we go again. History's repeating itself as the Democrats once again prove to the world that they are the party of crime and the party of violent extremism. I am so frickin' disgusted with what I'm seeing right now. Am I surprised? Absolutely not, because it's pretty much par for the course for these far leftoids and the cowardly Democrat establishment leadership. But even though I'm not surprised, my disgust continues, and I think I'm totally justified in that disgust. I don't think I'm Democrat deranged. You know, the leftoids constantly signal disgust at the other side, but for the most part, it's never really justified. They're just intolerant of different viewpoints. Oh, you want lower taxes? You disgust me. You want safe streets and a closed border, a protected country? You disgust me. You horrible racist. You know, it's not the same thing. It's a false equivalency. They signal disgust towards us over policy disagreements. Meanwhile, my disgust is targeting the rampant criminality and domestic terrorism that they enable, encourage, and propagate on their side. Once again, their radical activist minions are engaging in widespread violent terrorism across the country, with this time their target being Tesla. And it's not just resistance or protest. It's not just petty vandalism. This is political violence. And instead of condemning the destruction, like any civilized person would, Democrat leaders are egging it on. They're encouraging it. They're celebrating it. Let's highlight that and let's have this conversation. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so I'm getting flashbacks to BLM. You know, we saw the exact same thing during the BLM riots. Cities burned, businesses were looted, people were murdered in the streets, and Democrats didn't only not condemn it, they cheered it on. It was an important protest movement that should be celebrated. Well, now the same thing is happening here. Antifa cells across the country are engaging in politically motivated violence against a great American company, and Democrats are literally cheering on the attacks. We have a clip of Tim Walz here, who's cheering on the tanking of Tesla stock in the wake of these attacks.
Saying on my phone, I don't know, some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So, and if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
Absolutely disgusting behavior. He is literally celebrating the destruction of Elon Musk's company. But more importantly, what he's celebrating is the attack on Elon Musk's company. He's basically telling these violent leftist extremists, good job, we're accomplishing our goal, keep it going. That is wild to me. And this guy's showing his true colors again. You know, I called this during the election season. I said the moment he was picked that he did a total character switch. He put on this fake moderate act to dupe voters. But now that the election is over, he's right back to being the same vicious, hyper-partisan leftist that he's always been. I remember saying this. Tim Walz's whole shtick has always been that he's this Democrat tough guy who pushes divisive rhetoric, launches ad hominem attacks, and talks tough against the Republicans. He's a vicious person. This is who he is, and he's showing it once again. And now he's celebrating domestic terrorism, pure and simple. And also LARPing as some sort of tough guy.
This How notion do you fight of, it?
It's, and well, this
I
notion of
I think I could kick most of their ass. I do think I want to do it. I know I can outrun them. But I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to, okay, we challenge you to a WWE fight here type of thing.
Yeah, Tim Walz, a real tough guy. Tim Walz, known as a real masculine, strong dude that you don't want to mess with. A break. The guy's flamboyant and effeminate. But anyways, let's move on from this pure clown and go to another one, because of course it's not just him. We've also got Jimmy Kimmel once again cheering on criminal extremist violence.
Vandalizing Tesla vehicles, new Tesla vehicles. Please don't vandalize. Don't ever vandalize Tesla vehicles. And so
it's simple. The left doesn't just tolerate political violence. They celebrate it when it benefits them. They're just horrible, vicious partisans who lead with hatred. You know, coming from the side of love and compassion and unity, they are the biggest bigots on the planet. Their behavior is simply disgusting. But beyond that, I'm also questioning what exactly is the goal here. You know, these Democrats are always pretending they have the moral high ground. They're justified in their actions. It's a justified means to an end because they're fighting fascism. But what is the end here? First of all, not only are they not justified in what they're fighting for, but secondly, what are they accomplishing other than just lashing out over their hatred? What is all of this supposed to accomplish? Honestly, nothing. It's just pure vengeance. Basically, what they're saying is do as we say or we'll destroy everything you built. But here's the problem. Elon Musk obviously isn't going to back down to your widespread coordinated temper tantrum. The left's little terror campaign here won't change anything. The only thing that it really accomplishes is destabilizing the nation, hurting American investors, and threatening thousands of jobs. Who benefits from that? The American left? America as a whole? The American voter? No. If anything, it's China. And that's where this whole thing gets real sinister, because Democrats aren't just enabling left-wing domestic terrorism, they're helping our biggest adversaries destabilize the nation. This is a full-blown coordinated attack on the country.
It's really come as quite a shock to me that there is this level of hatred and violence from the left. I always thought the left, Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships, smashing up Teslas. Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything harmful. I've never done anything harmful. I've only done productive things. There's some kind of mental illness thing going on here because this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I think there are larger forces at work as well. I mean, I don't know who's funding it and who's coordinating it because this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. Well, I guess they're bad people. Bad people will do bad things.
I know that overall, financially, in the end, yes, they can hurt you, but the people that they'll end up hurting are the people that work in your dealerships that may risk losing their job. The people that they may end up hurting are the people that work on the line and build the Teslas. They're going to be
absolutely
the ones hurt. And that to me is despicable on their part just because they might have a political difference or perceived political difference.
This is going to negatively affect hardworking Americans who work labor jobs in auto manufacturing or engineers working at Tesla. They're attacking those people more so than they're attacking Elon Musk. And again, what's probably going to happen is this stuff's going to eventually die down and the left's going to have accomplished nothing. They're not going to move the needle. It's not like these attacks on Tesla are going to cause Elon Musk to have an epiphany moment. He sees how wrong he was for tackling government waste, fraud, and abuse, and then he does a 180 and becomes a corrupt bureaucrat. That's not going to happen. No, likely all that's going to happen is Elon Musk is just going to double down. And so I'm sitting here questioning, what is the purpose? And who's behind all this? Is it other American auto manufacturers who want to see Tesla collapse? Is it China? Is it Russia who want to destabilize us? Very simply, what the left is doing here is wrong, it's useless, and the worst part, it's bad strategy. And this is where it all kind of disconnects mentally for me. What is the angle here? Especially from a Democrat strategy perspective, either these people, these Democrat leaders, are working in the interest of our adversaries, they're legitimately anti-American, or they're working for Tesla's competition domestically, or they're working to keep the corrupt money funnels in Washington going, or they're just completely blinded by their hatred. Those are the only four options that justify their silence on this issue. Where the hell are the Democrat leaders? Nobody is condemning this. How is that good for your party? The country, once again, is watching your activist minions run rampant, causing violence and mayhem across the country. And you guys think this is a good look? This is good for you? It's insane. What is the angle here? I just don't know. I just don't see it. But what I am seeing is that the Democrat Party is beyond repair. And at this point, I think it deserves to collapse into the ground and never recover. In a just world, Democrats would never win another election again. But sadly, we don't necessarily live in a just world. But I mean, just the optics, what we're seeing here, the lack of a moral compass. The Democrats have proven themselves time and time again that they are unwilling to call out violence, just as they did during BLM. They normalize the violence, they encourage it, they egg it on. They think it makes them cool and edgy, as if they're ushering in a revolution, they're fighting for a just cause. It's a cringe LARP, and in some cases, there must be an ulterior motive. It's truly disgusting, and I hope people can see it. The left is the party of crime, and it's the party of political violence and extremism, period. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.